Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Money Stepper Q&A podcast, question 93. How much rent should I pay my dad? Today's question comes from Heather. She says, I'm 21 and I currently live with my dad and brother. My mum passed away 5 years ago. My partner has come to live with us three, and my partner and I have got low paid jobs. My dad and I are very frugal, with quite a lot of savings each. My brother is less frugal, but not poor with money. My partner is poor with money. I currently pay my dad £120 a month towards household expenses, as does my brother. Should I ask my partner to pay my dad £120 too? As my partner has now come to live with us, should I be paying more to my dad? I want to make sure that the three of us, myself, my sibling and my partner, aren't a financial drain on my dad, but he says we're all welcome to stay as long as we wish. Thanks for your question, Heather. In my opinion, there's two parts of this, both of which fall under what everyone agrees as being fair, but this will be my take on things. Firstly, let's look at the living expenses. This effectively is all your household bills and any expenditure which everyone in the house uses. We'll include in this energy bills, water bills, council tax, line rental, internet, property maintenance, shared food, and everything like that. In my opinion, you should be adding all of these together and then dividing by the four of you. So you and your partner should be paying half between you. Then you've got your rent. Now this is a little bit more complicated because it's more difficult to find out what is true and what is fair. But if your dad owns the property, then he may have a mortgage payment to make. If not, he's just got his rent. Now if he's got his mortgage payment, you could say that the interest on the mortgage is effectively seen as his rent. Now, the fair amount of rent that you should pay is somewhere between, in my opinion, 2/4 of the amount that your dad pays in mortgage interest and the market rate of renting a one-bedroom flat in your area. Now, when you combine the rent and those living expenses, I'd imagine that you're probably underpaying your dad a little bit by paying him £120 a month. If you and your partner both pay £120 a month each, you're probably getting closer to a fair amount, but the actual amount depends on hundreds of factors. Local property prices, how much joint food is purchased for the house, all kinds of things. So add them all up, sit down, write them all down, write down all the expenses, write down what you think is the fair amount for rent, and then decide an amount there. Beyond what's fair, you'll also have a situation where every party sits down, they've all got their own different personal finances, they've all got a different desire to help each other out. For example, your dad may refuse to take any more than £120 from each of you because he wants to feel like he's helping you out while you're in these low-paid jobs. If that's the case, nice one, Dad. The easiest way is just to work this out, is to sit down together and be open. Sit down with your dad, with your partner, with your brother, work through everything together and come to an agreement where everyone's happy.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.